This community gathering at a Houston police station takes place every month under the so-called Positive Interaction Program.
We hold our men and women in this uniform accountable. I want to tell you that right now.
Captain Gregory Freeman commands the Houston Police Department's Northeast Division, which has the task of protecting a largely black community.
We can't do this by ourselves, and I needed the public's help on this. And really the only way I can do that, especially in a minority community, is to gain their trust.
Freeman says outreach to community and religious leaders has helped him build that trust.
They don't say things that are hurting me. They're saying things that help me. And I think that that's helped us collectively as a city in light of what we've been seeing happening nationally around the United States with a lot of the unrest.
We have gang members in this area. I would like to have more police presence in my subdivision.
Most here want more police in their neighborhood. Longtime resident Marlon Phillips says officers here listen and respond promptly.
I give the officers in this Northeast Command Station an A+, from the supervisors all the way down.
But Phillips says he's encountered a different attitude from police in other parts of Houston. Bishop James Dixon says that some police officers still interact with minorities in a hostile way.
When law enforcement comes into a community and already has a perception that everyone here is a criminal, everyone here is dangerous, they're responding to it as if they are, you know, on enemy territory.
Dixon says relations between the community and police have improved in Houston, but the underlying causes of unrest still exist.
By now, America and cities in America like Houston should be beyond blatant racial inequality. And that's what the hopelessness and the unrest is stemming from.
He says even in a city as diverse as Houston, the poorest neighborhoods are still made up mostly of minorities. Houston Chief of Police Charles McClelland says social conditions help fuel crime.
It's also about incarceration rates, economics, you know, joblessness, all of those things that disproportionately affect young minority men or men of color.
He says police deal with the consequences of social problems that should be addressed by families, communities, lawmakers, and government leaders. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.